Next story?
Yep.
So we should talk about the fake BP public relations Twitter account.
I've been enjoying this all week.
It's at BP Global PR. That's the fake one. The real one, by the way, is...
Was it BP?
BP Global PR, all one word, Twitter.com.
And Twitter won't take it down.
Twitter's not taking it down.
Genius.
They're at BP underscore America is the real one. The real one has 7,000 followers. The fake one had over 70,000 last night. I'm sure it's more now.
78,000. Oh, my God.
So it's gone up almost 10,000 since I checked it last night. Of course, the oil rig explosion was almost a month ago. It's been an ongoing sort of debacle. They're calling it the largest oil spill in U.S. history. So obviously, this account is getting a lot of attention, except it's offering satirical commentary about the lack of genuine cleanup efforts. It's being written by an anonymous person who's calling themselves Terry. Here's some of my favorites. Barack Obama's angry and frustrated. So are we. This has really cut into our BP Good Times field trip fund. If we had a dollar for every complaint about this oil spill, it wouldn't compare to our current fortune. Oil is a lucrative industry. So is this... that's a good one. Is this good satire, or is it too dark considering the catastrophe is ongoing?
No, this is great.
And how are they getting away with this? Why won't Twitter take this down? Doesn't it seem like Twitter takes down these kinds of sites?
If it's so obviously... Yes. So if it's so obviously fake, mm-hmm. they don't have a problem with it, and it's not the exact... You know, it's not fake Carol Bartz with the word fake at the start.
Right.
So this is a little bit closer to the somebody could be misled. But when you read "What a Gorgeous Day, the Ocean is Filled with the Most Beautiful Rainbows," you're welcome. You know, I think you pretty much understand that that's not legit. But
didn't some people
think that it was hacked?
Yes, at first, Ebert, I think it grew out of Ebert tweeted one of their, I think it was like, "We can no longer promise that our oil is dolphin safe," or something was the tweet. And Ebert retweeted it, and suddenly it got a lot of attention. And there were people who were like, "Oh my God, somebody hacked British Petroleum," until they found out that there was a real BP account that they just haven't been using.
I think humor is a good way to deal with really bad issues like mm-hmm. this and to draw attention to them. And really that these people, I said on my Twitter stream that I think they should kill themselves. And some people got upset at me for saying that. But, you know, there was a time when people would kill themselves if they did something so horrible because they'd be so ashamed of what they did. And these guys are shameless.
Yeah, like they really don't seem...
It's so clear they don't care.
Yeah, they really don't seem that shaken up even by all...
No sense of urgency.
There was no apology. There was no mea culpa moment. I think that's what we were looking for.
And not only that, just complete incompetence. And then if you look at the events that led up to it, the 60 Minutes piece 2 weeks ago was incredibly powerful when they mm-hmm. guys talking about, you know, jumping off a 120-foot rig and thinking about his daughter on the way down, and he said it took forever to land, and he lands in the water, and he's covered in oil, and he sees that the oil's on fire, and he's, like, mm-hmm. swimming away for his life, and you realize, wow, people are dying. And then you compound that by millions of other species and life forms in the ocean are dying. And
it's disgusting. It's really, when you see the shots of the wildlife and these marshes that are just brown, it's just horrifying.
And there's no sense of urgency.
Their response has just been just the weakest, right?
I
read a piece, I think it was in the Times, and if you kind of paraphrase what their CEO was saying, he basically said, "Why did this have to happen to us?"
Yeah.
You know, why did this happen to us?
I don't know. Let's think about that. You did the deepest water drilling ever.
Yeah.
With the least preparation, and then when there were problems, you ignored them and told people to go faster.
Right.
Because they were burning like. Were they losing like $1 million a day or something?
Yeah.
And so they're yelling at the guy like, "We're losing $1 million a day. Like, you just destroyed the whole Gulf.
Yeah,
you destroyed the Atlantic. We only have..."
The entire Gulf is just filled with a big pool of oil. We've got bigger problems
really $1 million a day? I mean...
And there was some sort of hatch or something they could have bought that was like $500,000 or something that would have... They could have used when this happened
This is going to... I think that this should result in criminal charges. And I know that, you know, like criminally charging businesses, supposed to be shields and all this kind of stuff. I think that these guys should be taken on criminal charges on a global basis. Every single country that has any type of morality or ethics mm-hmm. should take these people to court and bankrupt this company and put them out of business. That's what should happen. Because this is the biggest fuck up. 328, 59 minutes, take the F out. This is the biggest fuck up ever in terms of the environment. And this might be one of the biggest fuck-ups in the history of... I'm sorry to be cursing about it. I'm infuriated about it.
It is
so unbelievable. And they should not be allowed to operate a business, these people. You know, like they banned some people from ever trading stocks again? Mm-hmm. These people should be banned from ever working at a job again, other than like a hot dog stand.
Well, cleaning up. They should be able, they should get, you know, they should go clean up and work on the beach.
Be like on Dirty Jobs.
These guys qualify to be the co-host of Dirty Jobs. They could work for the guy on Dirty Jobs. They I honestly believe that from employee number one all the way down to employee number 150, those 150 employees should be banned from ever working in any large corporation again. There's no ramification for doing something so fucked up and getting away with it. It's unbelievable. It should be criminal charges. And Obama is another huge disappointment. You know, when did he come out and get upset about this? Yesterday?
Yeah,
day 35?
It definitely was a delay. He has that,
he's
like...
He's indignant on day 35?
He always tries to, like, I can sort of wait this out and not get involved thing. It seems like... It's always like, yeah, let me see how this is going to play out.
He's such a politician. You
and
know,
keep like, everything... Yeah, he really is. That's his greatest gift is as a politico.
Like, I know, but it's like... Weren't you the guy who was running against Drill Baby Drill?
That's true.
And then he flips right over to Drill Baby Drill. And then now he's saying we have to get off natural energy. Now he's like, he runs on. I'm not the drill baby drill guy. Then he gets in office and he drill baby drills.
Right.
Then it gets fucked up. And then what does he do?
Well, now, yeah.
Now he's saying the real solution is we have to do clean energy. It's a whole big part of his speech yesterday, which I watched. I mean, it's infuriating. How many times can one guy flip flop?
Yeah, no, I mean, when he came out after being president and said, like, oh, now we're going to do all this offshore drilling, it really was one of those moments of, well, really? I knew the guy was not as liberal as he was being made out to be, but that was pride. Like, I thought we had known that was a bad idea.
There's a very simple solution to our energy problems. It's called nuclear. And nuclear power plants sound scary. They are not. Especially not compared to drilling in the ocean and destroying the ocean. Nuclear is a much safer technology. Go to France, where they've never had an incident, and 90% of the country is powered by nuclear. I rest my case. China, I don't think they've ever had an incident, and China doesn't care about human life. I mean, they'll build a dam out of toothpicks over there. And they've never blown up a nuclear thing. I mean, put nuclear reactors. I can put one here on Santa Monica Boulevard. I don't care. Free energy. I'm sorry. Why are you going to bring this? It's a bad topic to bring up because I call these guys terrorists, and I think they really are terrorists.
I don't want to minimize the lives that are taken for terrorists, but the scale of this is almost unthinkable even for a terrorist organization. Like, Al-Qaeda couldn't create destruction
Osama
on this level.
Bin Laden right now is so jealous. Osama Bin Laden's going to kill the
people. Died. They killed a lot of people,
no,
you don't want to minimize
I guarantee you right now, Osama Bin Laden is trying to figure out how he can model Al-Qaeda after BP. He's looking at their management structure and saying, this is the level of debauchery that I need in my organization. This is the level of absolutely not giving a shit about anybody but yourself and your own needs that I need in outside of Al-Qaeda.
Right. Well, they are very ideological at Al-Qaeda. It's just not our
ideology. Yeah, so is BP.
BP is not. It's just money. That's their ideology.
That's a very, let me tell you
profits.
Something. Religion and money. I mean, these are very powerful drivers.
That's true.
Al-Qaeda and BP. This is like the merger that I can see BP.
That'll be in the news in 2 weeks.
I see a press conference with Osama bin Laden and the BP CEO. Mm-hmm. And they can just do a big joint venture of who can terrorize the world more. Sort of, I mean, it's like the two of them could be James Bond villains in the same James Bond movie. You know, like sometimes they have like a secondary villain.
Right. Well, you think they're the villain, and then you find out there was a villain behind.
Yeah,
the villain.
That's what they should do. They should, like, the BP guy is probably the guy behind Osama bin Laden.
Yeah.
Probably works for him.